What's going on, guys? It's the Campcast, baby! I'm here with Xander, and we're going to be talking about esports. Alright, guys, so basically, we're going to be talking about tons of shit in esports. Most likely, it's just going to be Call of Duty and Fortnite, because those are the main esports, and maybe, talk about some League of Legends. But I don't know much about League of Legends, so we probably won't be talking about League of Legends much. But let's just get right into the Call of Duty. Oh my god. This is the first time I do this. This is fucking weird. So, as everybody who follows Call of Duty probably knows that the Pro League is going on this week. And it was fucking... It's getting intense, bro. FaZe Clan hasn't dropped a map yet. They played today. Later, I'm pretty sure. So... The scores for, go up, bro. The scores versus UIU was 3-0 for FaZe Clan. FaZe Clan absolutely fucking dominated them. And a game I watched yesterday was Optic Gaming versus Gen G. And that shit got intense, bro. Gen G went up 2-0 in the first two games. And then Optic reverse sweeped them and came back 3-2. And then May 14th, which was yesterday... Evil Geniuses won 3-1 versus UIU. Gen G went 3-0 against Midnight, because Midnight is absolutely garbage, and if you like Midnight, you're just a bad fucking person. Rek lost 1-3 to Optic Gaming, and Luminosity got fucking destroyed by FaZe Clan 3-0. So today, there's probably some matches going on. I don't know the results of them right now. One's going on right now. It's UIU versus Midnight. We both know the terrible teams, so nothing's really going to come of that. It'll probably be like a 3-2 or something, or a 3-0, depending on if Midnight can actually win a fucking map. Optic versus FaZe today at 4:30 Eastern. That's going to be a fucking crazy game, bro. It was crazy at CWL London, which we're going to get into, but like FaZe could have won if FaZe played more than 2 weeks with their roster, but they didn't have any SND practice, so they just came in, just guns a-fucking blazing. They were winning their respawns, but they weren't winning any SNDs at all, which was kind of shitty, and I wish they had have won, like, way more SNDs, but SND takes a while to get, like, into and shit, so it's kind of difficult to win SNDs. So basically, CWL London... it was good for 100 Thieves. 100 Thieves ended up coming out with the win in CWL London, bringing their first win to 100 Thieves for Nadeshot, who is also a former Optic Gaming player, which is pretty cool. So, they won, which is dope. And, I'm not a big fan of 100 Thieves, but, like, they are a good team, and they have a very, like, skillful team, and like it was fucking dope watching them come out on top. I'm an Optic fanboy, so like obviously it was good to watch, because Optic ended up in like pool play. They ended up like 4-0 or something. Oh, I said a neck spasm, bro. Oh shit. Alright, so yeah, that's basically the Call of Duty news. And for the rest of the week, man, there's going to be some crazy fucking shit going on in the Pro League. We're going to see what's happening. Can't wait for Champs and Anaheim, and everything's going to get fucking absolutely crazy in this shit. So basically, we're going to take a little intermission here. That was the Call of Duty news, and then we're going to get into Fortnite with the Fortnite Pro Xander, aka Blurries. Alright guys, we're going to get into some Fortnite now, and we have Xander, aka Blurries, here to run down the patch notes with you.
Alright, first we're going to start off with weapons and items. If you don't already know, the Tactical Assault Rifle has been added to the game. Available in rare, epic, and legendary variants. Available in floor loot, chest, supply drops, and vending machines. It's fully automatic, 30-round magazine, deals 22, 23, and 24 damage, headshot multiplier of 1.75. This weapon has a tight spread in close quarters, but is less effective at long range when compared to other assault rifles. Reduce baller health to 200 from 200 to 150.
I'm gonna stop you there. I fucking hate that because that's one heavy sniper shot from breaking your ball now. That's really like, that's probably shitty as hell for people who use ballers a lot in scrims.
One of my favorite parts is the drum gun adjustments. Reduce base damage from 26/27 to 22/23. And they vaulted the compact SMG.
Now, we gotta talk about that though, because that is actually really, like, that might be good in some ways, but the drum gun is definitely more powerful than a P90 with, like, spraying and shit. Yeah. So it's kind of shitty that they would take out the compact SMG and leave the fucking drum gun.
Because, like, now, like, everyone's just going to have drum guns.
Everyone's going to have drum guns and everyone's going to be spraying. Like, that's just shitty.
There's been some slipstream adjustments. Slipstreams no longer block building, which is really good. Players flying in a strip scene will destroy player-built objects when they collide.
Yeah.
Slipstreams are now disabled after Storm Phase 5.
Okay, so endgame won't happen like what happened to FaZe Jarvis when he got shot out of the zone and then ended up losing the game because the slipstream carried him out while he was trying to build through it. That might be good. We don't really want to talk about creative much. Not really save the world. We're talking about esports here, so weeks have been going on for the pro scene. Fortnite saw a bunch of players getting in. Pretty sure somebody from my hometown got in. What's prefabs?
These are prefabs for creative.
Oh shit, okay.
So there's 7 new themes and 3 new galleries. The galleries are Ruined Floor Gallery, Ruined Wall Gallery, Scorched Gallery. And you can do themes.
I'm definitely not going to do the themes because I don't want to talk about creative, but, like, that does sound pretty cool, hopping in creative and doing all that shit. Save the world, they got this fucking dinosaur skin, or I don't know what the fuck that is. It looks like a bird.
There's been hero updates. About a new hero to the event store. A new dinosaur constructor. Standard perk. Yep. Well, shield is... Yep.
I think Fortnite's going downhill, bro, honestly, with, but people have been, like, praising this new update, apparently. Like, FaZe Clan posted on their Instagram that they were just, everyone was just overly happy about it, and that it was just a very good update, and I honestly, I haven't played it yet, and I don't know if it's good or not. I haven't checked the new gun or anything. But I definitely will be hopping into a game after the podcast just to check it out because it seems like something that... seems like a gun that could be, like, really good. Are you looking up your fucking stats?
Yeah.
We're getting some stats here from Blurries.
I have more games played than Ninja.
He has more games played than Ninja. His win rate is 1%
this season. Squad win, baby.
Squad wins? You only have one?
This season. That's my only one.
Only one?
Wait, why is it showing?
I have 0 wins this season. I barely played. I played like 2 nights with you and then we didn't get any wins.
My stats are shit.
Yo, check out mine.
What are yours?
You know. Yo, we're about to get some stats from me right now. It's gonna be funny as hell. I'm gonna have like a shit ton of wins, eh? Is that lifetime?
Yeah.
I have 519 wins. My win rate
247 are squads. How many wins you get in season 8?
I never played.
Season 9.
Let's go. Don't have a win in season 9. That is sad.
Now let's get into...
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to get into that. All right, guys. So that's gonna conclude the podcast for today. This is just a starting podcast. It's an introduction. I've never done this before, so it seems pretty cool, and I'm probably going to do it again every week. Every Wednesday, a new upload will go up on Anchor.
Go at me on Roblox at Xander_spawn123.
Go at Xander on Roblox. That is, don't actually do that, but that's going to conclude the podcast for today, boys. Catch me next Wednesday.